joining us here today, and we're going to go ahead and intercede into the vein of what Prophet DeMarcus has released this morning. If you have not gotten a chance to hear the teaching, you can go back and listen to the playback. But one of the themes that he continuously released this morning was too much is giving, much is required. So we're going to pray into that vein and continue to pray that through on this noonday hour. So posture yourselves as we go before the throne of grace again. I am Apostle Fashionette Finley, and I will be leading us out today. So hallelujah, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, we welcome your presence here, Father. We welcome your spirit, O God, to govern this atmosphere, to govern this line, O Lord. We thank you, God, that your spirit rule, it reign, and it rests here. We thank you that your spirit leads us and guides us into truth today, that your spirit of intercession is upon us today as we come together as one body, as we come together as intercessors to continue to pray through what you have already released in the earth through your prophet. Father, we thank you, O Lord God, for being Alpha and Omega, for being the beginning and the ending, God. We reverence you. We declare your holiness, your greatness, your righteousness, your majesty. Have your way, O God, as you speak through us today, as you declare through us today, as you pray through us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, just for the opportunity to commune with you, for the opportunity, O Lord, to still be as your sons in the earth, O God, releasing and declaring your purpose, O God, your light in the earth, your salvation in the earth, in the name of Jesus. We come, O Lord God, connecting with your spirit. Continue to stir us up, O God, in our most holy faith, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord God, just for your love, your kindness, O God, your grace, and your mercy, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, as we continue to pray into the vein of much is given, much is required today, we come before you with humility. We come before you, oh God, with trembling. We bow ourselves, oh God, in reverence. Oh God, we don't come to you in familiarity. We don't come to you, oh Lord, in casualty. In the name of Jesus, not emotionally, Father, but we come to you, Lord God, as sober children of God, as sober sons of God, in the name of Jesus, because your word declares, unto whomever much is given, oh God, unto him shall be much required, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, Father, you have given us much. You have entrusted into our hands much. You have entrusted, oh God, into our womb access, oh God, into different spaces. Oh Lord God, you have entrusted into us, oh God, different visions, oh Lord, different, oh God, ministries, Father, different businesses, Father, different words, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You have given us, oh Lord, different revelation. You have given us, oh Lord, insight. You have given us, oh Lord, influence. You have given us gifts, oh God. You have entrusted unto us platforms. You have entrusted unto us, oh God, spiritual sensitivity, O Lord. You have entrusted unto us discernment and callings, O God, and mantles, O Lord God. And Father God, we refuse, O God, to treat it casually. We refuse, O God, to treat it lightly. We refuse, O God, to be familiar, O Lord God, with the things that you have placed inside of us. So we give these things back unto you, O Lord, so you can breathe on them afresh again. For
forgive us, oh Lord, for every area where we may have, oh God, come, oh God, into a place of neglecting, oh God, the responsibility that comes with, oh God, the things that you have entrusted unto us. Forgive us, oh Lord, for it. Forgive us, oh God, for celebrating gifts, celebrating titles, celebrating mantles, but resisting, pruning, resisting process, oh Lord, resisting deliverance, resisting healing, oh God. We repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for loving, oh God, applause that come with these things. Forgive us for loving the oil, oh Lord God, but avoiding the crushing of the oil in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord God, for the process. We surrender to the processes. We surrender to the oil, oh God, being crushed. We surrender, oh Lord God, to the pruning. We surrender, oh God, to the formation. We surrender, oh Lord God, to the responsibilities and the accountabilities that comes with being your children, that comes with being extraordinary, that comes with being a priest, that comes with being, oh Lord God, a holy people, that comes with being, oh God, a peculiar nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, your word says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive greater condemnation. So Lord, if we are called to teach, oh Lord God, Father God, help us, oh God, to be formed and to be shaped into the teachers that you have purposed us to be. Purify us, oh God, in the area, oh God, of teaching. Purify us, oh God, in the area of our doctrine. Align our doctrine, oh God, with the word of God. Align our doctrine, oh God, with the true, oh God, unadulterated truth of your word. If you have called us into spaces, Father, to lead, oh Lord God, we surrender, oh God, ourselves under your mighty hand. We humble ourselves at your feet, oh God, as your leaders, and not leaders of the things that are out of alignment, oh God, for our lives. Purify us in the area of our intentions. Purify us in the area of our motives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, if you have called us to spaces, oh God, where we will be influencers, God, even if it's at our jobs, even, oh God, if it's in the grocery store, even, oh God, if it is even in our home as parents, oh God, purify us again, purify us in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. I declare that there will be no mixture, oh Lord God, within us. We will not mix, oh God, worldly things, oh God, with the things, oh God, that you call holy, with the things, oh God, that you call pure, with the things, oh God, that you call righteous, oh God, and the things that you place, oh God, within us. Bring us, oh God, into a space of spiritual maturity, Father. We ask and declare now that you will mature us, Father, to match, oh God, everything that you have placed inside of us. Bring us up, oh God, to the space of maturity. Stretch us, Father, in our capacities, oh God. Increase us, oh Lord God, in our disciplines, oh God. Strengthen us in our inner man, oh God. Give us, oh God, the strategy. Give us the wisdom, oh Lord God, on how to be strengthened, oh God, from your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh Lord God, that you will help us, oh God, to be found faithful, oh Lord God. Make us faithful stewards over the things, oh God, that you have called our hands to build. In the name of Jesus, may we be faithful, oh Lord God. Oh God, in our revelation, may we be faithful, oh Lord God. In marriage, may we be faithful, oh Lord God. In platonic relationships, may we be faithful, Lord, with influence. May we be faithful, Lord, oh God, over our finances. In the name of Jesus, may we be faithful, oh Lord God, in our private obedience. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, even faithful, oh Lord God, when nobody is watching. May we carry your character and your integrity. In the name of Jesus, bring deliverance, oh God, to every immature space within us. In the name of Jesus, deliver us, Father, from every inconsistencies. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us, Father, oh God, from emotional instability. God, we surrender our emotions in you. We surrender. We place them in your hands, oh Lord. We declare, oh God, the healing, oh God, to every hole, Father, that may be within our soul that cause us to be emotionally imbalanced, emotionally unstable. In the name of Jesus, we will not be people who are unstable in our ways. We will not be people who are double-mindedness. So, Father, today we thank you, oh Lord God, for pulling us in. Oh God, for you are the God that heals. You are the God that is bringing wholeness, Father, even to our emotions. In the name of Jesus, bring great deliverance, oh God, in this area, oh God. Deliver us today, oh God, on every side. In the name of Jesus, we cannot afford to live by our feelings. We cannot afford to live, oh God, by our emotions. We cannot afford to be a people that are fickle. So, Father, we thank you for the word that grounds us, the word that keeps us, oh God, stable, the word that is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. We thank you, God, that you are, Jesus, is our solid foundation in the name of Jesus. And if there is any other God that sits on our foundation, oh Lord God, we give you permission, we give you access to destroy it off of our foundation today in the name of Jesus. We command any other thing, oh God, that brings mixture to our core, that brings mixture to our spirit, that brings mixture to our foundation, to be consumed by the fire of God today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your consecration. Oh God, your continuous consecration. Consecrate us in our character. Build us in our character beyond charisma. Build us in our character. In the name of Jesus. Let our private life, Father, be stronger than the public presence. In the name of Jesus, we're giving it all over to you, Father. We'll give it all over to you, oh Lord God. We have been here, oh God, seeking, oh God, praying, consecrating, and surrendering and yielding. And we continue, Lord God, to allow you to cut away everything that keeps us, oh God, bound, everything that places a blockage an obstacle, oh God, in the way of us, oh God, being formed fully in you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So, Father, oh God, continue to teach us in the vein of honor. God, even honoring, oh God, those small instructions, honoring, oh God, the small things that you tell us to do, Father, the things that we may think that are minute, but they are big to you, because you're trying to teach us how to discipline. You're trying to teach us how to obey. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit that causes us to dismiss the small instructions that you give us. If you say pray, I declare that our spirit and our natural body will pray in the name of Jesus. If you say fast, I declare that our flesh will align and we will fast, oh God. If you say forgive, I declare that we will not linger in unforgiveness and offense, but Father, we will forgive quickly in the name of Jesus. If you say apologize, may our ears hear so clear, God, that we obey quickly and not delay in the name of Jesus. If you tell us, oh God, to be quiet, to stay silent, Father, help us, oh God, to have restraint and self-control. Oh God, to not speak in those moments, in those small instructions. In the name of Jesus, I declare that we will not have a spirit, oh God, that resists and that argues, oh God, with what you say and what you speak in the name of Jesus. I declare that we will not negotiate our obedience in the mighty name of Jesus, but Father, Father, we declare today, Father, as you are continuing to process us in the name of Jesus, God, that our spirit is so ready. Oh, God, our ear is so inclined, oh, Lord. God, that our heart is so pliable in the name of Jesus that we say yes again. Oh, God, that we move quickly, that we obey quickly in the name of Jesus. Guard us, oh, Lord, from the spirit of pride in the name of Jesus. We understand, Father, when you entrust a lot into our hand, when you entrust, oh God, more into our hand, the enemy tries to come and he tries to study, as he did Job, and find things, loopholes in the name of Jesus. But your word says, Father, that we shall be sober, we shall be diligent, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Father, may we not be out here as naive sons. May we not be out here intoxicated, that we are not paying attention in the name of Jesus. So bring us, oh God, into a place of sobriety again in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, bring us into a place of alertness, spiritual awareness. Oh Lord God, making us watchful as well as prayerful. In the name of Jesus, let us never assume that we are beyond making a mistake or falling. In the name of Jesus, may we never assume that we are beyond being corrected. In the name of Jesus, may we never assume that we are beyond being rebuked and reproved. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we humble ourselves again. We bring ourselves back low, not just through word, Father, but through heart posture in the name of Jesus. Loose a broken and contrite heart, a heart of humility upon us again and again in the name of Jesus. Keep us teachable, Father. Keep us low, Father. Keep us in a place of submission, oh God, a place of holiness, a place of reverence in the mighty name of Jesus, a place of yieldedness. And Father, even God, in those moments where we try to veer off, when the enemy tries to take us off course, Father, let us be so aware that we will catch ourselves and command ourselves to realign in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen, Father, us in our inner disciplines. In the name of Jesus, increase us, God, in the areas of our discipline, Father. Those things that nobody see. Father, increase us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where there may be laziness, God. Rekandabasho, I declare that your fire will burn it out. Oh God, lethargy, your fire will burn it out. Where there is procrastination, oh Lord God, Father, we declare that you are uprooting it in the mighty name of Jesus. Where there is distraction, in the name of Jesus, Father, we declare that you will silence distraction. We declare that you will remove distraction out of our view. In the name of Jesus, when there is compromise, oh Lord, Father, reveal it. Expose it, God. And not just expose it, God, but we give you permission, oh Lord God, to bring deliverance to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, because much it requires structure. Much it requires order. Much requires boundaries in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we understand that faith and works, we have to work our faith in these areas. Teach us to govern ourselves in the name of Jesus. Let us carry what you assign to us, O Lord, without restraint. Every burden, Oh, God, let it be only the burden of the Lord. If it is not the burden that you have assigned to our life, Father, we will not carry it. In the name of Jesus, we will not compare the burden. We will not strive in the burden. In the name of Jesus, but Father, we will just obey. We won't resist. But we will obey. We understand that if we carry the burden on our own, that's when it feels heavy. That's when we feel burnout, because we're not giving the burden over unto you. There may be an area in us that we decide that we want to resist. There may be an area in us where we're not following the full instruction that you have given unto us. But Father, I declare that that ends today. Oh, Lord God, that we will align, oh God, even with the burden that you have given us. We will carry it, and it will be light in the name of Jesus, because you are carrying it for us. You're just using us as the steward in the earth. To be the conduit, the vessel in the earth in the name of Jesus. So continue in purifying our motives. Search us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Know our heart, oh God, as it says in your word, try us, know our thoughts, oh God, and see if there be any wicked way in us. Lead us, oh God, into the way of everlasting, oh God. If it's platform, oh God, that we desire more than your presence, Father, we give it to you. Remove it in the name of Jesus. If we desire anything more than obedience, Father, break it off of us in the name of Jesus. If we desire, oh Lord God, visibility more than holiness, Father, I declare that you are correcting it in us. We choose you today. We choose purity today. We choose obedience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We choose holiness, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. For the weight of the callings and the assignments and the mantles and the visions that you have entrusted unto us. In the name of Jesus, strengthen our feet. Strengthen our ankles, strengthen our backs in the realm of the spirit. Strengthen us even in our armor in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we know the things that you have entrusted into us, God, they become heavy. But Father, we understand that responsibility is heavy. Oh God, that leadership can become heavy in the name of Jesus. That intercession becomes heavy sometimes. That marriage becomes heavy sometimes. Motherhood and callings become heavy. But your word says, my, your grace is sufficient for us. So strengthen us, oh God. Let your grace be upon us again. Let your grace rest upon us again. Let us come into an understanding of what your grace truly is. In the mighty name of Jesus, every area of inadequacy, strengthen us, oh Lord. Every area where we feel overwhelmed, Father, bring us into a place of being stable. Every, oh God, when we feel stretched, oh God, let us be sustained in you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we have to understand that that we have to fully depend and rely on you. We have to fully depend and lean into your spirit. We cannot carry these on our own or in our flesh. So don't remove, God, the assignments that you have entrusted unto us, oh Lord. Oh God, just help us to work out, oh God, the things that within that helps us to increase in our capacities in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that for this daily reminder, oh God, that you will answer us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that if we pray, if we call on you, oh God, you will answer us. Oh God, so I declare that eternity, oh Lord, sits upon us, an eternal perspective, an eternal mindset, Father. We exchange the worldly mindset for eternal mindset again, in the name of Jesus. We understand that we do not belong to ourselves, but God, we belong to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we continue in our yes today. Oh, remande rebekia. We continue in our yes today. Rokorabandehe. We say yes, remande lebehe rosia namansi. We say yes, tebo kura mande lebehia. We say yes, remande lebesia to every word that you speak. We say yes to every weight, tadanamansi kiada, remosi. We say yes to every discipline. We say yes to the pruning. We say yes to the process. We say yes to the stretching. We say yes to the accountability. We say yes, oh God. I declare that we will not shrink back. We will not play God in the area of being small. But make us trustworthy. Trustworthy that you can trust us, oh God, with the things that you have placed inside of us for your glory. I thank you, God, for making us stable, for bringing maturity, for making us holy, for making us consistent and faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you see us, God, you can be able to say, well done, in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue, oh God, to surrender every part of who we are to you. Every gift, everything that you place inside of us, we give it back to you so you can continue to blow your wind fresh upon it. We hear and we heed and we obey the word of the Lord. We seal this prayer today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, Ramande, that you have chosen us. That you have chosen us, God, we thank you. We come into alignment with everything that you have said concerning who we are, how we are to move, how we are to carry what you have placed inside of us. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to open the line for anyone who would like to give a response to the Lord today. If you have a testimony, this is the time, any apostles, prophets, anyone that's on the line who would like to respond to what the Lord released through intercession, the line is open now. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say thank you, Apostle, for your pour this afternoon, for releasing this prayer. I have surely been edified and blessed by it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Glory to God. Give God all glory and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anyone else who would like to respond to the intercession today or respond with a testimony, the line is open. Thank you so much for sharing. Thanks.
Grace and peace, family. Apostle Fash, thank you for this pour. Thank you for your obedience to God. All I can say is I go and I agree with God. Thank you so much, Apostle Bash.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for your response and sharing today. We agree and we go with God. Thank you so much, P.S.E. Tara. Anyone else? The line is open.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank you all for joining us today for our noonday 60 for 60. A few announcements. I'm going to start with what's happening this Sunday. We have encounter mornings, and we are excited about what the Lord is doing in St. Miami this Sunday. We will be actually doing a training. We'll be in training this Sunday, and our apostle will be taking us through spiritual mapping, which is geared for intercessors. And I believe I said this before on the line, we're all called to intercession. We're all called to a level of intercession. So do not count yourself out to receive this training. If you know any ministries of intercession, intercessors, please invite them. Tell your pastors that we are having a training for intercession spiritual mapping happening this Sunday at 5 a.m. at St. Miami. We are excited to hear what the Lord has to say, and we are excited about our equipping in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And also, next week, March 2nd, actually, is Prophet DeMarcus' birthday. We will be celebrating him next Friday, which is March the 7th. I do not have the address in front of me. However, I'm sure that it will be repeated on the line, and you can catch it on the replay from this morning, where we will be celebrating the man of God, not just celebrating him on his birthday, but also sending him off as he's getting ready to transition to Texas. His favorite color is blue. There is no dress code that is required, but if you would like to celebrate him through wearing the color blue, you are welcome to do that. We are excited about his next, and we want to ensure that we celebrate and support him as he's being sent out into another region and territory. And last but not least, please do not forget, we still are in our 60 for 60 initiative this evening. Ensure that you are spending your time with the Lord a minimum of 20 minutes, but however long the Lord have you there, allow him to speak, allow yourself to be able to hear him and just see what he has to say, spending time in his word or spending time in prayer and worship. So ensure that you are continuing in the initiative this evening, and you can join us back again in the morning at 5 a.m. on the line for corporate prayer. Remember, you can find the playbacks on our website at stmiami.com. You can find the playbacks from the beginning. Not all of them are there, but the majority of them are there. You can go back and find them on our website. And if all hearts and minds are clear, I am going to go ahead and release the line. I love you all. More grace.